What's good, everybody? We're back with another episode. We just be talking. It's your host Cold. At the readjust the microphone, it was a little off. Hope everybody's been doing well. I hope everything's been good. You know, everybody's having a good time. Been a good August. August hasn't been the best month for me, but it is what it is. You know, every month's not gonna be a perfect month, so I'll take it for what it is. Quick announcements. Monday, 25th, we will officially be at 6 years of We Just Be Talking. 6 years, 6 years, 6 year anniversary. Big deal. Big deal. I'm very proud to be able to say, you know, we've been talking for 6 years, y'all. We've been chatting with one another for 6 years now. Of course, it hasn't been. You know, some months was a little rough. We wasn't as consistent. We had a few hiatuses and everything like that. But, in the end, still been 6 years if we just be talking. And to be honest, it was pretty consistent. Up until 2023, that was when it kind of got kind of, yeah. I didn't have any episodes in 23. I think I only had 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. I had 9 episodes. I had 9 episodes of all of 23, which is crazy. That's not even an episode a month. That was, oh yeah, that's right. That year was last year in undergrad. Well, last semester undergrad. I had a car accident. It was a lot going on at that time. So, yeah. That's why 23 was the injury year. That was the IR year. I'm going to call it that. Then we had 24 and everything like that. I was pretty decent at 24. Yeah, 23 was the rough year. It was 23. Last year was straight. And this year has not been bad this year. I think I've been doing pretty decent so far this year. Well, not so far. About to be 3/4 of the way done with the year, which is crazy. 2025 went by so quick. It doesn't even seem like it's been that long. Like, that's insane. But anyway. Yeah. So, you know, we're going to have a nice little episode Monday for that. I was supposed to come out with an episode Wednesday. So, this is going to be a little late. It'll be dropping on Friday. I'm recording this episode. The night prior, so it'll be dropping on Friday, the 22nd. Mainly because I ended up, what happened Wednesday? Wednesday, I strained Wednesday and stuff, so I had stuff to do Wednesday. Wednesday was a busy day for me. And when I got done with everything and got home, I attempted to record, but my energy was lacking. I was tired, so I was like, this doesn't even sound like it's not working right now. It's not working. So I just scrapped that episode. I did drop an episode prior to this. I'll probably get rid of that too. I don't like the energy I had in August. I don't. Like, my energy for August hasn't been there. So I don't like nothing I put out. So I think I'm going to remove that too. I just don't like August. August wasn't a good month for your boy. It just wasn't. I just don't like the energy I've given in the one episode I did drop this month. I just don't like it. So September, that means we got to make up for it, hit the ground running, you know, do what we got to do. Anyway, so it's a lot of things going on right now. We have politicians doing dumb stuff. Sports is starting back up. NFL season is about to start up. And before you know it, basketball is about to start up with training camps and all that kind of stuff and media days and all the nice fancy things and everything's going to start popping up. But, you know, media days might have already started happening. I'm not sure. I think that's a little later. I'm a little behind in my sports updates and whatnot. But, yeah, we have NFL season coming up. Of course, it's going to be a good season. I think we're going to have a good season this year. I'm excited for my Patriots. I think my Patriots are going to – I think we're going to make the playoffs this year. I think we're a wild card team. I think we can get to at least 10-7. I think we can get to 10-7. The problem is our O-line sucks, though. So I doubt it happens. Because our O-line still kind of sucks. Yeah, our O-line still sucks. It does. It's just what it is. But I feel like we can potentially get, just off our schedule alone, I think we can get to 10-7. I think 10-7 is realistic as hell for us, and I think we can sneak into the playoffs as a wild card team. So, oops. Turn my phone sound off. Oops, my bad, y'all. That's on me. We think we can get to 10-7 and whatnot. I think we can get there. And then we can make the playoffs. Then we can sneak in the playoffs and we can make it. The Saints are going to be trash, y'all. I'm sorry. I'm sorry for my Saints listeners. The Saints just, like I've been saying for years, the Saints have been avoiding the rebuild for so long. And now it has blown up and they have to do it. And this is what you guys are left with. I kept telling my fellow Saints fans, my partners, all my partners and friends that are Saints fans, I kept telling y'all, I said, look, I know how y'all feel that you like one piece away, but you're not. Like, you got a lot of Asian contracts, Asian vets, the past, the prime. It's time to wrap it up and just start over. Like, you had that window, and now the window has closed. It just is what it is. That window closed. It did. That window closed. So it's like, you just got to accept it. And rebuilding is tough, especially when you've been consistently decent. Yes, the Saints haven't won the Super Bowl, even though I feel like they should have had at least probably one for sure. But at max, they've had at least about two. Well, they've had about three legit shots, I believe, since the last Super Bowl, in 2009. I feel like they had at least three legit shots to make it to the Super Bowl and win it. I think they had three legit shots. Of course, the Minnesota Miracle. That happened, that hold them. And then we had the Rams game, which they cheated. And then the following year, Drew Brees' arm died at halftime. Like, it's just time. Time hit them and the window closed. It just happened to them. And it happens to a lot of teams. You have those great teams. And it's like you're right there. And it's like you just need one piece. But then it's like every year something comes up against you and you just don't win. Hell, the Bills could have been to the Super Bowl twice, probably, in the past, the past 5 years or so, 6 years. They could have probably been to the Super Bowl about twice, two or three times. But Josh Allen can't beat Patrick Mahomes and the Chiefs in the playoffs. His defense has let him down every year. Last year was a mixed bag. It was he wasn't playing his best, but he didn't play terrible, but he didn't play his best. But again, it's just like, that's just one thing. It's just a kryptonite. The Bills just can't make it to the Super Bowl, and they've had the teams to do it. The Baltimore Ravens are another one. They should have been to the Super Bowl the last 2 years. They were the team I felt like they should have won it. But, again, they could not make it. The 49ers. 49ers have been good for a while now. Even with Brock Purdy taking over, they've been decent. However, they made it to the big dance, but they couldn't perform the final act. It just is what it is. They came up short. It's just always has those teams that are like, they should have won a Super Bowl. What stopped them from doing that? You look back then, history get lost in history and everything like that. But then you look back and be like, you know what? It was some BS and some things that just wasn't their fault and it just happened. So yeah, it's just one of the things. So like the Saints just need to go ahead and sit there and rebuild mode. I think they have now. I think the team like itself has accepted like we're rebuilding. But I ain't gonna lie, I think they delusional too. I ain't gonna lie. At this point, y'all just gotta just accept the facts for what it is, y'all. It just is what it is. Like, you're rebuilding. Like, I'm sorry. You're in rebuild mode. You don't have a quarterback as of right now. You don't have a line right now. You don't have anything. You don't really have any weapons. You don't have much. You don't have much of anything. It just is what it is. Like, every team gets to that point. And the Saints are just back at that point. And it's gonna take time, and hopefully new management comes in, they can fix it. That's about the best that I can think of. I don't know. It's going to be okay. Just weather the storm. Because like I said, I'm delusional too. Because I said 10-7 for the Patriots. We're probably not going to do that. But I just feel good about the team. I think we're going to be straight. But that's me being a delusional Patriots fan. So trust me, we all delusional. It's just for different, you know, different sides of the fence. Pretty much how I go. So we got football coming up. Can't talk about that. Basketball should be pretty good this year with the moves that's been made. Yeah, we got a lot of good things coming up in sports. And through it all, we still got to navigate this crazy thing that God, this crazy journey and path that God places on called life. We still got to navigate through all that. Just got to cope with things in different ways. We got sports and everything. As long as you guys not doing drugs and everything, let's try to get away from the drugs. So everybody does drugs nowadays, and I'm not a fan of it. I'm really not. Not a fan of people being alcoholics either. I think neither one is a good choice to live by, but, you know, this is what the world has become. So, say all that to say, today's episode, we shall be discussing about something that actually I was talking about in therapy, and I was telling my therapist, because we were talking and everything, and she was saying, like, basically saying, like, okay, about, like, me, like, how I've been coping with things and, like, how this, because it's, like I said, it's been a trash month, so how I've been coping with things and how everything's been going and everything like that. And I told her, I said, I look at it this way, because she always challenged me to reframe how I think about things or reframe how I view things and everything like that. Or let's change the language of it and everything like that. Or use better language or use better terms and everything. So I thought about it and I was like, you know, at the end of the day, my mindset now is all is, okay, so you know I always talk about the four agreements. Y'all know I always talk about that book. And one of them is always do your best. Don't take things personal. It's two more. I always forget the two, but I know always do your best is the one that's the one. I think it's be mindful with your words is one of them too. Like being mindful with your words. Let me get the list. And yeah, it's being impeccable with your word. That's what it is. I ain't got to even look it up. Being impeccable with your word. Then it's don't take anything personal. Don't make assumptions. And then it's always do your best. Always do your best. So I always preach about those four agreements and everything. That's like, they align with a lot of, like, they like, because the whole purpose of the book is basically like to break down old morals and values that were instilled in you by others, such as your parents, your grandparents, you know, adults, your life mentors, and breaking down those walls and basically coming up with your own, like, what are your morals and what are your values? Like, what do you personally, not what anybody else tells you, what anyone thinks, what do you believe are your core values and morals and all that kind of stuff? And in therapy, we've talked a lot about, like, morals and values and everything like that, like something that we've discussed a bunch in my sessions. So I always go back to that book, The Four Agreements, because it's such a good book. Like, I really enjoy that book because it helped me be more myself again. Like, it's helped me, like not really want to alter who I am or, like, be more open about things and all that. And also, the therapy helps you with. Therapy helps you be a more open person and be open-minded and, you know, be able to express things, set boundaries, all these kind of things. And boundaries is something that I usually struggle with, but that's something that I'm working on as well. So in therapy, we were talking, and I was basically saying, like, the way my mindset is now, because I feel like I've been doing, like, great lately. Like, I've been doing great lately as far as, like, just mindset and, like, you know, not falling into, like, a hole or depression and all that kind of stuff. Like, I've been doing very well, like, coping with things. Like, I've been developing ways to cope with things more than me just withdrawing from society or let it affect my whole thing and everything just shut down and not really care about anything. And the way I've been thinking about stuff is that at the end of the day, you're only in control of yourself and your own actions. You can't control what others do. And that's something that's been testing me a lot this month, like handling things is outside of my control. And just kind of just being like, so be it. It is what it is. All I could do going forward is, as I say, the next right thing. And when I said that, she's like, well, what you mean by the next right thing? I want you to kind of explain that a little bit, because, you know, right and wrong can get kind of blurry and everything. And I was explaining, I was saying, basically, for me, when I say doing the next right thing for Trent, it's not in regards to, like, it's not in the context of what's right and what's wrong. And she was saying she would rather me say appropriate, what's appropriate for Trent. And I got what she was coming from, but the right do what's right for Trent or what's the next right thing for Trent, that speaks more for me. Because when I say that, I mean as far as like most of my life, this is just me being honest with y'all. Most of my life, at some point along the way, I stopped trusting Trent and I stopped believing in what was right for Trent. I would start second guessing myself a lot. And it's crazy for me to say this now because I had a professor. His name was Dr. Lowe. And Dr. Lowe always fuss at me a lot. He was a cool Asian guy. And he used to fuss all the time. And one time, he's never said my name, y'all, I promise. I took that man for at least five to six courses I took him for. And he never once said my name. I didn't know he knew my name. He just knew my face. And one day, I was walking out of class, and I'll never forget this. This just stuck with me ever since. I was walking out of class, and he stopped me. And he said, Trenton. And I was like, I did not mean to do the accent, y'all. Sorry. This was magic. Not no insult. He said, Trenton. And I said, huh? And he was like, Trenton, that's your name, right? And I was like, yeah, I said, I never knew you knew my name, Dr. Lowe. He said, oh, I know all you guys' names. I just don't call you by your name. And I was like, all right. He was funny. He was funny as hell. So I was like, all right. I said, okay. I said, what's up? He said, I want you to speak with me after class. Come to my office. So I was like, all right. I had to go to work because like that's when I was working in school. So as soon as class was over, I had to maximize my time to get something to eat, get ready for work, all that kind of stuff. So I was like, all right, Dr. Lowe said, all right, I'm coming. So I came to his office, and he said, listen, he was like, I noticed you've been coming in lately, and I saw that on the last test you didn't do as well, because I didn't do well on the test I had took before that. We took a test that weekend. I didn't do that well. He was like, I said, I know you've been coming in late. He was like, is anything okay? Like, what's going on? And when he said that, it caught me off guard, because I was like, I didn't think, you know, no one paid attention to what I was doing, because I felt like most of my professors hated me because they just never really acknowledged me. Like, I used to bust my ass, and they never really acknowledged anything I did. I was like, you know, I said, nah, Dr. Lowe, I just be tired of, you know, I work a full-time job, and then, you know, I got stuff going on with my mom, because my mom had just had surgery around that time. So, like, I got stuff with my mom going on and everything like that. So, you know, it was just a lot on my head. And he was like, but I noticed a lot of times in class, like, you know the answer, you know it. And I was like, all right. And he was like, but you second guess yourself a lot. He was like, I don't know why. He says, like, you just second guess yourself. Like, just trust yourself. And he was like, I tell you what. He said, I need you to come to class and be on time. Just be on time and stop second guessing yourself and just trust yourself. And I got you. So I was like, all right, Dr. Lowe. I said, I got you. So from that day forward, I was not late. I didn't care how tired I was, how much I felt like sleeping in that morning, whatever. I was on time for that man class every morning from that day forward. And whenever he asked me a question, I didn't have no hesitation. I just went straight for the answer, either it was right or wrong. And if it was slightly off, he'll let me know. But no, 9 out of 10, it was correct. So I just went from there on out. And him telling me that had me thinking. I was like, at what point did I stop, like, trusting Trent? Like, at some point I did. Like, I lost my confidence, and I didn't trust myself. And I felt like I was doing things or letting other people's ideals and behavior or thoughts shape who I am, and that wasn't me. So I kept saying, like, this don't feel like myself. So that's when I started having, like, a very internal battle between, like, okay, what's the real Trent, or what's this Trent that people created? That Trent created from other people's views and opinions and what they felt that he should be doing. Because it got to the point where, I'll never forget, it was this point I was dating. Well, I don't know, you can call it dating. I was conversing with this young lady, and like everything I would say that I wanted to do or accomplish, it would always be a, I don't think you should do that. But you should do this, you should do that. It was always that. So it felt at the time like no matter what I had planned to do or what I wanted to do, it just didn't seem like it was the right thing to do. And looking back, I realized that person was saying all these things, but they weren't doing it right themselves. They were going down a spiral at the end of the day, like they were. So I looked and I was like, you know what? I should definitely start, like, you know, not worrying about what other people say as much and trusting myself and my opinion, what I think I should do for me. Because at the end of the day, the only person that knows what's best and right for you, you might not even know yourself, but what you feel in your heart of heart is best or right for you is it's yourself. You're going to know. Like, you have to trust your feeling with some things and trust your gut with some things to make that choice and take that leap or take the chance. Because I preach all the time, too. Like, you don't know unless you try. You can either get a yes or a no. And I started applying that at, like, work and everything. Like, the guy, I would just ask questions. Either be a yes or a no. And if we got a no, I'd be like, okay, cool. And if we got a yes, I'd be like, all right, well, this is how I kind of viewed it going, this and that. So we could bounce ideas after all that. But, you know, it's just a conversation. Like, you don't know unless you ask. The statement, closed mouths don't get fed, is a very true statement in more than one way. And it's just like, yeah, it's like you gotta ask, just take that chance and trust your gut sometimes. Just ask that question and do it. And with that, I adopted the mindset of what's the next right thing for Trent? Like, not what this person think I should do, or if this person asked me what I should not be doing, or why I'm not doing this, or why I'm not doing that. What do I feel is best for me? And I feel like as long as it's not detrimental or harming myself in any way, or apply it to yourself, it's not detrimental or harming you in a negative way. And it's something you're taking a chance to better yourself. Either you're going to succeed at it, and don't overlook it as a failure. It's just, usually you still learn something from it. It's just that wasn't the route you're supposed to take. And that's something that I'm learning to deal with myself. It's just like, sometimes you got to take those chances, and it might not work out. But when it don't work out, okay, that was what you chose to do. You felt that was the right thing for you to do. And although it might not have panned out as you envisioned, it's still, you learned lessons from it. You still gain something from it. So from there, it's like, all you can do to control your next move and basically do what you feel is best for you next. Like, what's the next right thing for you? Like, okay, you didn't, that relationship didn't work out. Okay, what did you learn from there? What did you learn that you would tolerate, what you won't tolerate? What did you learn did you gain something from it? Like, did you gain patience or understanding or something like that you could carry on to the next step? And then from there, you know, like, okay, this is what I could do differently this time. Or this is what I feel like I should do as a person. You know, it's like, what's the next right step for you? Even if, like, the jobs you have don't work out. Okay, you went there. It was cool. You got the skills. You got some skills. You learned some things. But the workplace environment was toxic. So your mind goes to, okay, I learned what I need to learn. I got some experience. I got some skills. So where can I go now to apply that to where I'm happier? Like, the environment's better. The mood's better. You know, it's just all these things you can just apply all this stuff to. And it's like, people don't realize, like, a lot of time we put so much emphasis on right and wrong to where when it comes down to life decisions as far as, like, your path for you being a better person, you got to know what's right for you. Because what's right for you might not be right for the next person. It might not. Like, what's right for a person that has no kids might not be the right thing for someone with 3 or 4 kids that's married or have 2 or 3 baby daddies. You got to know what's the right choice, what's the best choice for you. And as human beings, we know the difference between right and wrong. We know it's right and wrong. And it's just, we have to get to a point to where we don't differentiate, like, things about, you know, this is just so wrong to do, or this and that, when in reality, you need to focus on what's, as my therapist would say, what's most appropriate for you to do, which is the next right thing. And that's just my mindset on things and lately and how I've been viewing things. And I say all that to say, like, you know, a lot of people in my life in particular have been having a lot of trials been appearing in their life, I was to say the least. A lot of adversity, a lot of suddenness, a lot of things that have you questioning, like, why, God? Like, why? And it's okay to question God too. Like, people think that's a weird thing to do. So it's perfectly fine to question them. Like, I don't think that's a big deal. I'm not going to get into that whole spiel right now, though, but I don't feel like questioning God is a bad thing. And, you know, it seems like it's one thing after another, and it's like just things just won't improve, this and that. But unfortunately, we have to roll with the punches that life lays upon us. And also, whether it's we lost a loved one or we're grieving the loss of a loved one, grieving the loss of a relationship, grieving anything, really. Because there's more things to grieve than just like death. People think like death is just death of a person, but it could be, you can grieve a lot of things. You grieve your old life. You can grieve friends, friendships, grieve relationships as far as like boyfriends, girlfriends, wives, husbands, whatever. Loss of loved one, all that's grieving. And at the end of the day, I was reading something the other day. It was I forgot the doctor's name, but he was saying that grief demands a witness, is what he was saying. And when he said that, I was like, you know what? I said, that's an interesting take. And he was saying, like, you know, you can't grieve and just like hold it all into yourself. You have to, you know, you have to express it. You have to state it. You have to, you know, have a witness. Like, you know, have a witness. And I think it's a dope concept. I'm gonna go more into that on another episode, cause I don't want to talk too long. I'm about to end this one up. But this wire is cutting the hell out of my my teeth. It's getting me there. I want these braces gone now. I'm tired of them. But I'll get into that on another episode too. I think that's a good topic to talk about, but I'll spend on that later. And I say all that to say, like, you know, things might be rough. It might be kind of wild right now and everything like that, but can't lose faith in a high power if you believe in that, in yourself, which you should always believe in yourself. And you got to know that at the end of the day, all you can do is what's the next right thing for you to do and for you to try to accomplish. And can't let other people's opinions, ideals, morals, whatever shape you as a person. You have to live in your own truth and who you are. So, you know, just do the right thing. Do the right thing. You know what it is. You just have to trust it and do it. Whether that's leaving that toxic relationship you've been in for 4 years, leaving that workplace that you feel like you get treated less than a human being, or even if it's your parents abused you your entire life and you got beat up, you need to cut contact with them. And if you do that, you got to do what's best for you as a person at the end of the day. I ain't saying just go ahead and blow everything up, though. Nah, I ain't saying that. But, you know, you need to do what's right for you. And if you have to do the or what kind of concept, like the this is what I'm asking for, this is what I feel, how things are, how I feel things get better. And if it doesn't change, or if it doesn't change, this is what's going to occur. This is the consequence, and this and that. So, hey, you guys got to do what you got to do to protect yourselves and your aura. So I'm going to end this episode now, because when I tell y'all this wire is telling my mouth up right now. We'll be back Monday with the anniversary episode of We Just Be Talking, 6 years. So excited. Can't do as much as I wanted to do originally because scheduling, but hey, it's what it is. So with that being said, as I care yourselves and Jordan, I'll see you all next week. Probably drop 2 episodes. And yeah, we're going to be easy. Peace out.